The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
What's up? Welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We are back with another edition of your favorite motorsports radio show, and man, are we going to dive into a lot of topics today. We got a lot going on. Big old swirl typhoon, whirlpool of motorsports news. We're going to try and dissect it all today, and trust me, that is definitely going to be a massive undertaking. So in order to do that, I'm going to call in some of my very good friends to help me cut through all the mess, all the noise, and get down to the roots of what is going on in the world of motorsports. So coming up here in hour number one, I've got my good friend Jack Corpella. You know him as one of the voices of the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. He is going to be calling in to tell us all the dirt. No pun intended, but all the dirt on, the triple header at Wild Horse Pass this weekend down there outside of Phoenix. Lots going on in Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series, and Jack's going to help us get to the bottom of it. Also got Tiffany Stone, lots of news coming out of, the four-wheel world and the off-road world. She's going to help us dive into some of the topics and some of the big news and storylines headed your way in the next couple of weeks. So all that coming up in hour number one. Then shifting gears to hour number two, we have a big power ranking segment. Missed it last week because we had such a big show. So we got a big power ranking segment with Chris Leone, my media director. You also know him from iRacing. And, Chris and I, we've got a lot of IndyCar news, ton of off-road storylines, big news with Travis Pastrana, as well as Connor Daly. So we're going to dive into that and a whole lot more in hour number two. Not only that, but we got lots of time today. And I think kicking off hour number two, I'm going to roll into some fan questions. So if you got any questions for me, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media. And we will dive into those fan questions and really kind of get to the heart of the matter and find out what is on your minds. I'd love to chime in and answer some of your questions on what you think is going on in the world of motorsports, and see if I can help you out and shed any light on things, or at least give you my opinion, which nine times out of ten my opinion probably is wrong. So we got a lot to cover today on the show. Once again, it's at JimBeaver15 on social media if you want to answer questions. And by the way, welcome to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, and we'll be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Don't turn the dial. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And we got an interesting show. I know I kind of gave you guys the spiel there to kick things off, but welcome to everybody tuning in on Dan Patrick Radio, channel 211 on Sirius XM, Sports Byline, the U.S. American Forces Network, Podcast One, DownAndDirtyShow.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and just about everywhere else in the world. I don't know. We're all over the place at this point in time. I see our weekly numbers on how many people listen. It kind of blows my mind. But thank you guys for tuning in. We got a fun show. Don't forget, hour number two, I'm going to be doing a Q&A segment to kick off hour number two. So make sure and shove those fan questions over my direction, and we will get them answered and plugged into this week's show, where I enlighten you on who knows what kind of topics. But do want to give a shout-out to my fellow radio host, been a past guest on this show. And he's a good guy, good friend of mine. Radio legend at this point. But Jason Ellis, he is currently in the hospital, having some heart issues. And I don't know how extensive they are. He's been tweeting through the process, things like that. You know, it seems like he's all right at this point. But good dude. He's always supported this show. Love me some Jason Ellis. So, big shout out to him, Ellis, man. We're definitely thinking of you, and, we'll definitely, keep our listeners up to date on you and, keep fighting the good fight, my man. That's going on. And, kind of weird world right now. You know, we live in, we got election season. We're not going to talk politics on the show. I promise you that. We don't get into politics here. Plenty of other places to do that. But we got that going on. Obviously, this whole coronavirus thing going on. And, you know, world's getting put back together. We've got all these motorsports events starting to go on. I know IndyCar just announced there's going to be 10,000 fans at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Harvest Grand Prix, which I think is huge, especially after running the Indy 500, fanless, basically. But, all that being said, I was at Crannon, and I think final totals were like 40-some thousand people showed up to Crannon, which I think is amazing. I know I talked with Marty there at the track, and and locally they literally had no spike in COVID cases, anything. I was around that many people, and I thought, I probably ought to get tested just to be safe, since this whole thing's happened. You know what I mean? I've been tested for COVID-19. And I've never felt sick. I've taken precautions, wore a mask when I'm supposed to. Use sanitizer, wash your hands, all that stuff you're supposed to do. I've kind of been doing it. I've probably been lax on my mask at certain things. Arizona's a little bit, more open and things like that. So, all that being said, that's all been going on. And I got tested this past week coming out of Crannon. I thought, I probably ought to be safe and just get tested. I got family that I'm around and things like that. I go, we just need to, do the thing. And I was kind of nervous about it, to be honest with you. I didn't know what the hell was going to come back. I was like, my luck, I'm going to be one of those asymptomatic individuals, right? Safe to say, I got my results back yesterday, and I am clean, bill of health. Scored a negative. My daughter took it the same time as I did, scored a negative. So, we are good to go. And, I don't know. It was just interesting. Hadn't done that yet. And, thought I should. And, did it, and I'm kind of glad I did. It's a little bit of peace of mind, you know, and I know there's a lot of people, oh, I don't want to be on the record, I don't want to do this, I don't want that, and truthfully, if you've been out amongst people and, you know, I've flown, I've taken trips, I've been at, you know, Vegas to Reno, I've done a lot of traveling and everything else. I didn't think it was a bad thing. And, you know, I'm kind of that way. I'm not sold on this whole COVID-19 coronavirus thing. I think it's a real thing. And I think there's some people that have been sick, and I think there's some people who have died. But I don't quite know if it's as far spread as, what we're led to believe. I don't know that I believe all the percentages, things like that, you know, and that's not saying it's not real. I'm just saying, I know it's real, but I'm just telling you, anybody out there listening, you're probably in the same boat as me, a lot of you listeners, definitely go get tested, though. It's not going to hurt anything. It's free most of the time. Get your results back in 24 hours. I just had to spit in this little vial. Really easy. So I would tell everybody, go out, get tested. It's worth it. You know, didn't bother me a bit. So that happened. We got a bunch of stuff going on in the world of motorsports. Obviously, we got night racing coming up at Crandon here in about a week. That is huge. Night racing, Crandon, right? They put in some lights. They posted up an awesome picture to social media recently in regards to the event coming up, and showed the track covered in lights. And I got to tell you, it's got me freaking excited, man. If you can't be there, obviously you definitely want to be tuned in the live stream, because I think it's going to be off the chain or ad. But speaking of Crandon, we had our collaborative effort with Crandon, the Jim Beaver Esports E-Short Course Crandon World Cup this past weekend. We had about 80,000 total viewers, I think, to the broadcast. So thanks to all of you, out there that listened in. I know Luke Knupp ended up winning, beating Cam Peterson. I know Cam, the favorite going into the event, ended up finishing up second. But a big shout out to Luke. Amazing effort by him, and rock solid job, my man. Good job, Luke. You know, one of the young up and coming kids in the world of off road. Also a sim racer, and I don't know, maybe a bigger future in sim racing than he actually has in the real world. I don't know. Is that a thing now? You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? Is that a thing? Like, you know, are we going to see 5 years from now people carving out a profession in sim racing? I mean, we've seen it in esports. You know, I mean, Mitchell DeYoung's kind of the anomaly right now, and he's kind of the anomaly right now in regards to sim racers in the real world. But I don't know. It's going to be kind of an interesting proposition to see if these young kids do have potentially an outlet long term to race professionally in sim racing. You know, I know we've got some ideas for leagues and a championship next year and things like that. And, you know, with viewership, I mean, that's crazy viewership, right? 80,000 viewers, you know, our World Cup, we had 180,000 in one of the races. I think we had, over 100,000 for all of them. I mean, it's legit, you know. I think this sim racing stuff could have some legs, you know, and obviously there's some interest. And, if it's packaged right and done right, and, you know, it's going to be kind of interesting to see what emerges the next couple of years with these kids and, you know, and what they're doing. And, I think we'll see what kind of legs we can get behind this thing. But I think it's definitely got the potential to have some legs. So, yeah, so that's going on. We got UTV World Championship coming on. I know we're working full speed ahead, trying to get things ready for the UTV World Championship on our front, in between juggling a bunch of other things, you know. So, running full tilt here on our end, and, just trying to get through this crazy, wacky season and, year that I actually turned 40, you know, this December. It's kind of crazy. So, got some fun plans for that. I know PRI show just got canceled. I was bummed. SEMA got canceled, then PRI got canceled. Man, the Lone Wolf Standing is this new off-road expo event in Phoenix, which is going to be I think going to be really, really good and really well attended. So we've got one last trade show standing at this point. But before we go to break, I do want to tell you about something from our good friends at General Tire. Say goodbye to summer and hello to truck season. General Tire wants to help you get a jump on the winter weather, because now through October 31st, with the purchase of 4 new qualifying General Tire light truck and SUV tires, you'll receive up to a $100 Visa prepaid card. A total of 11 different tire lines qualify for the promotion, including the Extreme Grabber X3, the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX. Prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this truck season with General Tire. Additional terms and conditions apply. So for full details, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving the Down and Dirty radio show since 2012. That is right. Been with them for a very long time and love us some General Tire Grabbers. And, you know, with that, we are going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with more right after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty radio show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at GSPXTV.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here, joined by my good friend Tiffany Stone, where we are both still recovering from Crannon. And T-Stone, got to do it again here in a couple of weeks. But more importantly, you got in a fist fight and got a tooth knocked out. Is that what I'm hearing?
Somewhat. I think I got in a fist fight with myself. But yeah, no. Pretty much, long story short, had a root canal, had a crown, things didn't be able to hold. So we made a call and was able to get it taken out. So I'm just on pain meds right now. So I hope this segment goes pretty well.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think just pain meds should be fine. But if you mixed in like wine or something like that, then we'd get like it'd be a really interesting interview, I think. So, you know, all the stuff you're not supposed to mix, we should be doing it and then recording.
Then recording, but it's only 12:30 here. But hey, it's after lunch. I guess I'll be okay.
5 o'clock somewhere. 5 o'clock somewhere. Communion. That's what it is. It's communion. You're taking communion, Tiff.
I'm taking communion right now.
So, no, you know, all that being said, I know, you know, obviously we had Crannon, then we had our short course race last weekend that went well, thanks to all, I think, 80,000 of you that tuned in for that. But, yeah, I don't know. What else has been going on? Obviously, weather's starting to change a little bit. It's still hotter than hell here in Arizona, but how's things up there in Detroit? You guys starting to look like fall?
Yeah, everything's starting to look like fall right now. Let me see what my phone says. It's 57 degrees out here. Next week, we'll probably get back into the 70s. We had like a little cold spurt, but leaves are starting to change, which is really cool. Kind of upset because LSPR for ARA, for Stage Rally up in the UP, is usually beautiful in October because of all the fall foliage and the colors. So kind of sad that that's not happening. But they did add New York to the national ARA schedule that will be happening after UTV World Championship in Lake Havasu. So it's pretty cool. Mid-October, maybe get hit up upstate New York a little bit and see how that's all going. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I think that's a cool story in and of itself. I mean, upstate New York, it's a beautiful area. That time of year, like, that's going to be probably just a gorgeous, like, photographic rally. Like, that's one like that I see and I'm like, man, I wish I could fly out for that because that's going to be epic.
Yeah, no, they just added to the schedule. Obviously, a lot of things have either been canceled or postponed or pushed back. Like Olympus is actually going to happen in November, which is going to be kind of different. But all in all, I'm glad that ARA is able to come together and make a good, complete schedule for a lot of the guys, a lot of the rally guys out there. So it should be fun. And like I said, it's something different and the fall foliage will probably be awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like a lot of these rallies, like Olympus, you know, like a lot of people know those stages, but they don't know those stages as late in the year as they're running it. Like, there's an opportunity there for some interesting weather to get in the mix, you know, and things like that. So I think, you know, I'm looking at it that regard, where a lot of these rallies, people know them and they may know the roads, but they don't know them at the time of the year that the rally's going to happen. So kind of throws that wild card into the mix, you know what I mean, where – you know, it's kind of a lot of, you know, in a lot of regards, kind of going back to ground zero.
No, exactly. And like we've talked about it before, you could have your stage notes and you can have your you know, go out and do recce and try to get everything. But if it's, you know, 6 months, 7 months later than it's normally, is the terrain going to be the same? Is the, you know, the roads, are they going to be the same? Is the weather going to even be the same? Because obviously we're cooler temps right now, and going back into spring, it's getting cooler, but a little bit warmer. So there's a possibility of the spike in temperature. So it's kind of cool. It really shows how determined and how important a co-driver with some great recce notes really is, because with things changing, what if it does get cold? Or what if there's a little ice on the roads? And so it changes, but I think it'll be something really cool to check out.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're talking about this. We're talking about the fall, talking about the weather change. I got to make a confession here on air, Tiff. I just ordered my Halloween costume this week.
And what are we being this year?
Oh, I'm not telling you yet. I'm not telling you. no, I am not telling you that. I'm just saying I ordered it. So I don't know. This one, what are you going to be for Halloween, Tiff?
I don't know. Usually I like to be something scary. So, like, you know, all the females usually like to take something and, like, you know, make it a little sexier or whatnot and do whatever. I completely go the opposite. Like, I still make it cute. I still make it girly. But then I just make whatever I am, I'm usually, like, a dead person or a dead version of that. Like, one time I was a fallen angel that had blood running down from her eyes and blood on my wings and stuff like that. So whatever it is, I usually take the bloody, gory version of it.
Yeah. And that's truth. And from a guy's standpoint, I know girls that are listening to this, seriously, you don't have to sex up your Halloween costume. Like, literally, like, why? Like, the hot teacher, the hot nurse, the hot whatever, like, you don't need to do that. Like, me personally, it's one day of the year where you can actually do rad stuff. Like, you can dress like a, you know, like that anytime you want. Like, why are you doing that on Halloween? Like, act like you're, you know, got gunshot wounds to your face or something. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, that's the way I look at it. I'm just weird. So, no, mine, for real, there's a suit. It's like a three-piece suit, but it's like a Pumpkin King suit. So it's like the raddest thing. It's like this tailored cut suit, but it's got like all these jack-o'-lanterns and like pumpkins and stuff like that all over it. Like, it's actually kind of dapper, but it's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I saw it and I'm like, I so need this. So, yeah.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think I saw the Pumpkin King. It's black with all the orange jack-o'-lanterns on there. So that's sweet. See, and that's the stuff that, you know, you kind of have to do. Is like, you're right. Any day you can dress up like that. Maybe it's just an easier excuse to wear something scantily clad, I guess.
Yeah. You know, if you want to walk around in lingerie, no guy's going to say no, like, any day of the week. Like, why do you have to do it on Halloween? Like, dress up like a mummy or a zombie or something. You know, I don't know. Just, that's a vent.
No, and you're right. In my 20s, I did do that. I was like little Bo Peep and like all this other stuff. But now I'm just like, what can I be warm in? And what can I make myself look like I have blood running down my face?
Other than that, I know PRI got canceled. That's kind of a bummer. So I'm like, man, there's like no trade shows. There's one in Phoenix in the middle of October now. It's like the Lone Soldier trade show going on, Tiff. So I'm wondering, it's like SandSport / Off-Road Expo, and they've moved it all to Phoenix in the middle of October. So I'm wondering if that's going to be like this mega huge event now.
Who knows? I mean, you have Worlds that are going to be happening in Lake Havasu. So it's like, what state is still open with no restrictions, really? And let's just see if we can move everything there. So I know we've got Wisconsin, Arizona, and I mean, come on, Florida's never going to close. Florida will be open all the time, no matter what. So I think we've got three states now that will allow us to do something.
Yeah, Texas has been pretty open too. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm actually trying to plan my 40th birthday. It's in December, and I think we're going to do going to go out in the desert and have like a big old, almost like a mini camp razor, but just like a bunch of friends and stuff like that. Bring out the RVs and camp and just drive trails and stuff like that. So I don't know. You want to itch to come to Parker in December, Tiff, get out of that Detroit snow. I got a weekend. You can come out.
Sign me up. You might have to bring an extra razor for me. I would love to do that. Like, that's the thing is, like, I get to drive the Jeep all the time, but I never really get to experience, like, razor life or really hitting the trails in razors and stuff like that. Sometimes, like, I love the Jeep. Don't get me wrong. It's nice, heated steering wheel, heated seats. If it's muddy or if it's cold, you know, obviously that's great. But sometimes it would be cool to have, like, the open air. And before anybody tells me, Tiffany, you can just roll down your windows or take off your doors, like, I get that. But it's a little bit different being able to take a razor out there. And especially if you flip it, you could just flip the razor back over. You know, I'm not really just flipping my Jeep back over. So as long as you got a razor for me, I'm down.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's the funny thing is like, a lot of people make that comparison, like, oh, you're a razor person, you're a Jeep person. Like, I'm one of those where you can be both. Like, I've got UTVs, we've got pre-runners. That, like, there's something about a razor that is, like, I don't know, it's just different. And I'm not saying different in a good way or a bad way. I'm saying it's just different. And I enjoy what I can do in a razor. But, like, ripping around the dunes and stuff like that and what you can do in a razor and jump and things like that, you can't do that in a Jeep. And people are like, oh, yeah, you can't. Well, yeah, but you don't really send it like you would in a razor. You know what I mean? You don't. You just don't. It's different, you know? But you obviously take a Jeep on trails and rocks and things like that. And, yeah, you could do it in a razor, but it's more fun in a Jeep. Like, to me, there's both. You know, it's just different subsets of off-road. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people that draw that line in the sand. It's an either-or. And I'm like, why not have it all?
No, exactly. And that's, like, the cool thing about that. And, you know, like, it's cool because you can take the doors off the Jeep and have open air and stuff like that. But it's one, they weigh two completely different weights. I mean, you could take a razor, flip it head over forward, and possibly land back up on all fours. Jeep, you might, but then you probably crushed a few things too, making it back over.
Yeah, you don't roll a Jeep and then just push it back over and have no body damage. Happens all day long in a razor at the dunes. A Jeep, nah, you're gonna have some issues to fix.
Yeah, and luckily, like with the new JLs and stuff, a lot of the fenders. I haven't really found a fender delete kit or anything like that, especially because, you know, Lucifer is not really a trailer king, and so he drives everywhere. So I still need to have turn signals, and haven't really found a JL fender that I'm like, man, yeah, let's go with that. So as soon as I find that, that's when I'll, you know, move back up to one tons, maybe move up to 40s, because right now I'm super tucked on 37s and a 3.5-inch lift. I'm super, super tough. So I got to wait for that. So anybody out there, if you find some cool JL fenders that have turn and signal still on there, because you know me, I drive pretty much everywhere, 45,000 miles in 2 years. Let me know, because I kind of want to go up to 40 soon. But
you're officially out of warranty.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I said you're officially out of warranty, Tiff.
Oh, I've been out of warranty the first day I changed everything on that. Like, they all knew about it. They're like, Tiffany, you're changing all this. I'm like, yeah, it's all gone. I don't even have a warranty. And it was so funny that you say that. Like, there was a recall or something on, like, the new Wranglers. And I had made a mess, or I made an appointment to go in. And the guys from the shop called me back, or the dealership, and was like, you've deleted all this stuff and changed everything, right? And they're like, I was like, yeah. They're like, then, yeah, this doesn't even pertain to you anymore. They're like, if you're still all stock, you should be able to, but I don't know. And there's talks, you know, some people want to buy Lucifer and stuff. And I like the way that it is right now. I'm still working on my, like, 5-year plan, but who knows? Maybe I'll sell Lucifer soon and get something else.
Get a Bronco. We're going to get you on the Bronco kick, T-Stone.
I don't know. I met the, you know, I know some people over on the Bronco side through my Chrysler days when I was back there and Mopar and stuff. And I just checked out this brand new off-road park called Holly Oaks Off-Road Park in Holly, Michigan, which is about like 40, 45 minutes away from me, which was awesome to be able to do it. And of course, that's where they teased a lot of the Bronco stuff and did some R&D on the Bronco just to see what they could do, because you know, it's not that far away from Ford headquarters down in Dearborn.
And we'll be back with more after this.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my good friend Jack Corpella to the show. Jack, man, you are, I guess, getting ready to hop a plane, head out. We got a big, massive triple header happening in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series this weekend. You'll be there calling the action, buddy. But we're back racing, which is a good thing.
Jim, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, I echo that sentiment. My goodness, it is so relieving to be racing after the longest off-season we've ever endured in history. You know, albeit we've got some changes and things are a little bit different in 2020, we have to adhere to some guidelines, but pretty much the sentiment at the racetrack amongst all the racers has been whatever we have to do to go racing. Enough of this idle time.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny you say that too, because everybody I've talked to is the same way. You know, any other year, you know, some of these stipulations, organizations, you know, sanctioning bodies, they'd all be getting all kinds of flack, man. I don't want to do this. They'd have people fighting it. This year, as weird as it has, and we all sat on our hands for a good 3-4 months, I think people just want to race. Doesn't matter. You just tell us how we're going to do it. I think I posted something on social media. People were arguing around Vegas to Reno about something. I was like, look, man, I'll wear a hazmat suit if it gets me behind the wheel. And I have my crew in them, too. Like, just let us race, you know. And I think everybody's kind of – we're just excited to race, you know. And I think the world needs it, you know. I think the industry needs it. I think it's a good thing. If we got to wear masks and, you know, no fans and they got to tune in at home, I think everybody will accept it this year, you know. It's just – it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, you know, you don't realize how much you love something until they take it away. And May this year was just absolutely brutal for me. I don't know about you, but I couldn't stare at my ceiling anymore and count down the days till, all right, when are we going back to some form of motorsports here? So it's great. And I give these series a lot of credit. You mentioned Best in the Desert. We were just at Vegas to Reno. Scott Hardin and the Folks brothers, they had to literally move mountains to really comply and get up to code with all these standards. And then I have a little bit of insight on what the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series had to do. And kudos to them as well, because when we first started out in Glen Helen, they said, hey, this is much deeper than have hand sanitizer and wear a mask. This is the county coming in and saying, you can't have a long line at registration. You can't have a long line out on the roadway. So those are all things that the series normally welcomes. Normally it's a good thing when you have a long line. You know it's going to be a good packed race. These are all ways that they've had to kind of approach these races differently.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. You know, like you said, I think a lot of people outside looking in, it's like, all right, we'll stay 6 feet apart and wear a mask. I don't think that they realize, you know, I mean, I've seen the action plans that these, you know, sanctioning bodies have had to put together to basically get signed off to have these events, even without fans. And I mean, it really is, like you said, I got to tip the cap to anybody that's actually running races right now, because it's been like an act of God for a lot of them to actually be able to, you know, drop a green flag and have some racing, you know, regardless of whether fans are in attendance or not.
Yeah, and the good news for us trying to put a positive spin on this is it's really added a lot of intrigue. It's given us a season like we've never seen before. Case in point, this weekend in Arizona, we're headed for another triple header. We just got done with Wheatland. It was the first triple header in series history. And you being the veteran racer know that that presents all types of curveballs. I mean, compare a triple header to just a normal one and done race. Now it's a marathon. Now you have to really make sure the equipment is going to make it through three rounds. You have to make sure your crew is prepared to turn around that truck two times. It's amazing to me, and it reminds me, I was thinking of a quote that they throw around a lot in boxing and MMA, where they say, if you go for a knockout, you won't win a decision. And that's what I feel like these races are, is you better pace yourself and be there at the end of the weekend. And a great example of that, I thought, in Wheatland was Jarrett Brooks, who clearly had the fastest truck. He was flying. Tanner and his whole team have done an amazing job putting together a brand new truck that's just amazing. But we saw what happened. The truck shut off, and he suffered a DNF in the final race. So I think attrition more than ever this year is going to be hard to avoid.
Yeah, and, you know, that's an interesting concept. You know, I feel like these weekends, it almost becomes, you hate to make a comparison to like a Vegas to Reno, but it's almost like an endurance race where, like you said, you got to be there at the end of the weekend. And, you know, you got to look, like, if you yard sale the truck on, you know, day one, I mean, that we can have with these triple headers, Jack, I mean, massive point swings from, you know, from the opening ceremonies of the first day to closing of the last day. I mean, three races on a weekend, I mean, that can really change an entire season in just the, you know, the course of a couple of days.
Yeah, you nailed it. And, you know, a perfect example of that is somebody my heart goes out to, and that is Robert Van Beekum in the Turbo UTV category. I know that last year was so tough for him. He had a nasty crash in Chandler and broke his leg. Well, this year he was off to a great start. And this guy eats, breathes, and sleeps racing. I was talking with him in the pits, and he told me a stat that I still can't even believe. He said he's got more than 300 podiums in all the different series in UTV racing. So he was really zeroed in on a championship this year. Well, in Wheatland, I believe it was day two, the track was a little slippery after they had watered it to try to keep the dust down. He rolled the thing seven times, totaled his vehicle, broke his collarbone, effectively took himself out of the points chase, and cost himself a whole lot of money. So as of Wheatland, he's such a fierce competitor. He told me he hopes to be back in Chandler with his backup car, but as you know, broken collarbone isn't much fun. I know if there's any way possible, he's going to grit it out, but still not sure if we're going to see him in competition this weekend.
Yeah, and that's his backyard track too. So if he's not, I haven't heard one way or another, but I know it's got to be a little bittersweet because he'll be in attendance in his backyard. And I would expect to see him on the starting line somehow, some way, in some way, shape, or form, because he didn't want to miss out on this one. But speaking of Chandler, we got to talk about one of the big storylines. This was one of the biggest storylines of the offseason, and I know we've had to wait until now to actually see it. But, you know, Wild Horse Pass, this is a new track. We're running it backwards. They changed some turns. I mean, Jack, this is big news for short course because it's not very often that we get to see an all-new track, you know what I mean, hit the calendar. And obviously it's the old facility, but the track completely different, man.
And I love it. I get excited about stuff like this because, again, I mean, as an analyst, as somebody who's a fan, what do you like? Intrigue, something new, something you've never seen before. And you can take all the data that these teams have here, all the information from the spotter, and just wipe it away. It's a clean sheet of paper for everybody. And I think because of that, especially with the triple header format, we could see some unlikely winners, some unlikely leaders, at least in the very beginning. We could see some guys that normally dominate go out there and maybe underestimate the track or take a little bit longer to learn the track. So I think that that's going to really provide some excitement and some parity. And that's what I loved about Wheatland. You know, we've been around motorsports long enough that we know normally there's a guy just dominating so far ahead of everybody. Wheatland, we didn't really see anybody check out outside of Elliott Watson, who did get the sweep. I wanted to get him a broom up on the podium. We saw a lot of parity. We saw a lot of different winners. And I think that's going to be one of the hallmarks of a triple header. And especially now with a new track, you know, Jim, I asked you, I know you're the veteran racer. What is the racer's mindset going into a brand new track after you've raced Chandler the same way so many years in a row?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is all the data, you know, and you can make a change to one or two corners, you know what I mean, and some of your data will still cross over. But Lucas did, you know, it wasn't just changing one or two corners. Now they're changing the direction the race runs, you know, so literally every ounce of data you've got is out the window. So it's starting from scratch. But from what I understand, I believe I understand Lucas is doing a 1.5 hour track walk, allowing the drivers a 1.5 hour track walk. I believe, today possibly? You know, we're recording on Thursday. I'll throw that out there. But they're allowing a 1.5 hour track walk, and I think you're going to see drivers take every last second of that 1.5 hour track walk. And, you know, you're really, really going to see them, you know, concentrating, because there's a lot you can learn in that, and I think that's going to go before, you know, they even get to a practice session. There's going to be a lot happen behind the scenes and just homework. And, you know, I can guarantee you they're going to be watching every single division, you know, practice and run. And, you know, we're going to see what team, you know, does the best homework here, I think, is going to be who you're going to see up front. Because, you know, this is, like you said, this is not often everybody starts from ground zero. And that's what we've got here at Chandler this weekend.
I think it's a great idea by Lucas to let everybody walk the track. And like you said, there is tremendous benefit to that. And I'm sure some of these guys are so analytical back in the pits, and we have such incredible smart minds and engineers. I'm sure there's going to be precise measurements taking and measuring the banking and all, everything they can do with all the different technology. But I do kind of also laugh at the track walk because I feel like it helps. But sometimes when I see the Supercross racers doing it, I think, is this really just to calm the anxiety and make you feel a little more confident? Because you're really not going to be able, until you hit one of those sweepers or one of those jumps full throttle, I mean, you're really not going to know exactly what this track's personality is like, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. And I got to tell you, I've done some series, did a series called Terracross, and, you know, it was a short course in UTVs, these huge, like, triples, like Supercross and UTVs. Those track walks we do, all they did was bother me, because you walk up to these jumps and they're, you know, 12 feet high, and it literally put bad juju in my head where I was freaking out. I'm like, am I really going to hit this thing at 40 miles an hour? What's going to happen here? Like, to me, it did just the opposite. I'd rather just get in and send it, because you look at what you're...
You know, there's something to that. I talked about building the confidence. Sometimes it'll hurt your confidence. I think, what was the phrase? Paralysis by analysis.
Yeah,
we've all had it when you look at that face of the jump and like, what? I gotta hit that? Are you kidding me? The landing's over there. I can't make that.
that's exactly it. You know, I go to pro motocross and, you know, or supercross, and I do that, and I look, and I'm like, man, I don't know how those guys do it, because I look at those triples, and I'm like, there's no humanly way possible anybody could jump these. You know what I mean? And short course is the same way. I look, and you see how far they're jumping, Jack, and that's what amazes me about Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. Like, you see the distances that these guys are jumping, and you go, man, that's a long way to be sending a truck.
It blows my mind, and I think it's a testament to shock technology, tire technology. We were watching 200 feet of air on the flyaway jump in Wheatland, and I'm like, man, 200 feet, that's not an MX bike. That's a big, heavy truck, and it still blows my mind that they're able to do this. And I know that the racers had to make a lot of adjustments because some of them were getting way more air than they thought. And you know what happens when you get out there and the competitive juices start flowing and you're trying to make a pass. Next thing you know, instead of 7/8 throttle off the face of a jump, you're wide open off the face of a jump because you're racing, and that's going to throw you a whole lot further. And that's what we saw in Wheatland. Every lap, some of the fast guys were going further and further.
All right, so before we wrap up here, I got to put you on the spot. Who are a couple drivers you're keying in on this weekend? Triple header, you know the points battles that are going on. I mean, you know who's been hot, you know, coming into this weekend. I mean, who are you keying in on here, Jack? Who should people tuning in at home on, you know, Lucas Oil Racing TV? Who should they be watching?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I got to keep a close watch on Jarrett Brooks because Jarrett was very busy over the offseason. And I got this new YouTube channel I'm having a lot of fun with, just a little labor of love in the pits. If anybody gets a chance to subscribe on YouTube, it's called Off-Road Racing Insider. And I did an interview with Jarrett and the truck builder, Tanner Fowleton. He kind of explained to me that we built a Pro 2 for the new package. He said everybody else is running old Pro 4s or trucks that they've had to carry over because of budget reasons, and we totally expect that. But this is a purpose-built truck. It was something that he said he wanted to do with Brian Deegan, but never got to seal the deal. And Jarrett Brooks says the handling is unbelievable. The benefits of this truck are unbelievable. And as we saw in Wheatland, he was the head of the class. The question now is, can he just keep the new truck blues away? As I said, that thing shut off. Last I talked to them, they thought it was some type of electrical problem, but Tanner said he planned to strip it all the way down and go through every single wire to try to get it right for the next round. But I think Jarrett with that new truck is going to be really, really tough to beat.
Yeah, you know, he's been strong all year long, and, you know, I know he went back, you know, he's one of the West Coast guys that did make his way back to Crandon, and I got to tell you, you know, they hadn't seen him in the Midwest this year, and he was just insane back there as well. He's literally one of the best short course racers in the world, hands down. I definitely agree with you. He's definitely one to key in on, and, you know, you talk about a guy potentially that could sweep a weekend. I think Jarrett Brooks is one of them. And, Jack, we are up against the time break here, my friend, but we'll definitely do it next time. We'll be tuning in to you on Lucas Oil Racing TV, and we'll be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Time to wrap up hour number one, and that slingshots us right into hour number two. But, yeah, thanks to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 211 Dan Patrick Radio. We are going to tip the cap and say goodbye to you. But you can switch the dial to Sports Byline or hit us up on Apple Podcasts or Podcast One and continue to catch hour number two anytime you like. But, we are wrapping up hour number one right here. And we got a lot to talk about in hour number two. Specifically, we got some questions, and there's a lot of fun coming out of the world right now in regards to motorsports, TikTok, and a whole lot more. So we're going to dive into the headlines, a little bit of pop culture, and a whole lot of fun here coming at you in hour number two, that's for sure. So hit me up at JimBeaver15 if you've got any questions or anything you want me to chime in on. Let's say today it is completely open. We are wide open today. I will answer any and all questions today as long as they are PG-13 rated. And, we'll roll with that. But I got a feeling it's going to be a fun hour number two coming at us. So, I am looking forward to that. But, have you guys seen the news on TikTok? Yeah, there's some big news on a big ban coming out of TikTok here in the next in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really looking forward to that. So to talking about that, anyways, not necessarily the ban, but talking about it because it's going to be kind of funny. So we got a lot to talk about. Not only that, but Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series actually, as we're recording today, is in action at Wild Horse Pass. So maybe we'll dive into talking a little bit about that as well. But we'll be back after this break, right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. It is hour number two. It is upon us, and thanks to everybody for continuing to tune in. And I promise, you know, this week's kind of a little bit different. It's like a housekeeping episode. You know, we'll catch up on a lot of news storylines. We're going to jump into some fan questions here after this next short break. But, next week we're going to get back to the interviews. We're working on a big, massive, heavy hitter of an interview with somebody you guys know, one of the biggest influencers in the game. Biggest social followings in all of motorsports. And we're working on having him on the show next week. So hopefully we can make that that happen. Coming up here in hour number two, we got fan questions coming at you, Chris Leone, power rankings, whole lot more, and that's going to be one heck of a good time. And this past weekend, I was actually able to finally get out in the Razor. It cooled off enough. You know, it's 120-some degree temps in Arizona. You know, you don't do a lot of riding. You know, other areas of the country, summertime is ride season. Arizona, it's wintertime, right? I finally dug the Turbo S out. I don't want to say dug it out. It's been sitting there ready to go for a while. But finally dug that thing out and, you know, was able to get out in the desert and do a little bit of shredding. And, man, I got to tell you, it felt good. It felt really good to get back behind the wheel. And, you know, winter, I can't wait for this winter because it's going to be off the chain good time. And, you know, I think I'm going to be out just about every weekend. You know, with all these trade shows and everything else being canceled, all they did was give me more time for my Razor, and I'm really liking it. So any of you ever out, you know, in the Arizona area, out towards Parker, hit me up at JimBeaver15. I'd love to, if you got a Razor or UTV, I'd love to go riding with you for a day. So hit me up. I think it'd be a ton of fun. Do like a fan ride or something like that, or listener ride at some point. So, yeah, I think that could be a good time. So, yeah, hit me up. Let me know if you guys are, you know, ever out in this area. Western Arizona would be a whole hell of a lot of fun, I think, to get a bunch of people together and go out and do some shredding. So, yeah, that's about all I got on that topic. We are moving forward with the show. Normally we would have the Dirtfish Rally Report in this segment, but you know what? Not a whole lot of rally action this past weekend, but we got some more coming up with WRC and ARA, so we'll dive into that. But if you do need a coupon code at Dirtfish, use JimBeaver15. That's going to get you 15% off any and all classes at the Fish. That is right. You can be behind the wheel of all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars and have one hell of a good time at Dirtfish. At JimBeaver15 is that code. We'll be back right after this here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound, the sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound. Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And this is going to be our segment where we answer some fan questions. And I got four of them keyed in here. And they're definitely going to be pretty damn awesome, is the easiest way to put it. We got some race questions and some that are all over the board, so I'm looking forward to that. But before we do, I want to remind you again, say goodbye to summer and hello to truck season. General Tire wants to help you get a jump on the winter weather, because now through October 31st, 2020, with the purchase of four new qualifying General Tire light truck and SUV tires, you'll receive up to a $100 Visa prepaid card. Total 11 different tire lines qualify for the promotion, including the Extreme Terrain Grabber X3 and the Aggressive All-Terrain Grabber ATX. Prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this truck season with General Tire. Additional terms and conditions apply. For full details, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. And before we jump into talking about, all these fan questions, I do want to mention, do you guys see the big news? I guess TikTok has been in a war with Washington, and TikTok's owned by a Chinese company. And I guess now, you know, there's been floating around all this thing about TikTok ban and TikTok's going to get banned. And I know, you know, it turned out, you know, it started out as like a teenage girl thing. And now TikTok has actually blown up into this whole video platform with people with kind of some crazy, insane followings for doing dumb stuff. That's the easiest way to put it. But motorsports has found its place on the platform as well. I've got a channel there. I know Mia Chapman, who I manage, has one. I mean, there's a lot. Seth Quintero's got a solid one. Lots of motocross guys. Haley Deegan kills it there. Dirtfish Rally School's got one. So it's actually found a home in motorsports for certain short-form video content, you know. And I think it's funny, though. Now, all of a sudden, I guess they're going to start as of this weekend, not allowing you to download the software anymore. And then as of November 12th, like whacking the whole thing, which I find funny because there's so many people that invested so much in getting those massive followings there and everything else. I'm going to see. I'm kind of interested to see how this plays out. And I know Bill Gates has said he's going to buy TikTok and all this other stuff. And I don't know why we're talking TikTok on a motorsports show, but I find the whole thing kind of funny. I find this whole election funny. So I think all this little infighting we've got between everybody in Washington at this point and anybody running for any office is funny, and I feel like TikTok just plays into the lunacy that is 2020, and that's the easiest way to put it. But let's jump into some fan questions here, because we got a few of them, and who knows when I'm going to get long-winded on them. But first one I actually like. This is from Michael in Illinois. Jimmy, saw on your Facebook group that Crandon is now going to be run under the lights at this upcoming race. Do you think they're going to run the long course or the short course? Well, I can 100% confirm to you that they're going to be running the short course. And so a lot of you, well, you may or may not know. So there's two layouts to Crandon. There's the long one that many of you know, that runs all the way back into, you know, by the woods and loops around. It's a hairpin corner, comes all the way back down the chute, you know, down the front stretch and, you know, into turn number one. It's about 1.75 miles long, almost 2 mile track. Then there's the shorter layout that you see a lot of the mod carts run, the UTVs run. You don't run that back section, the outer loop. It cuts off short, you know, inside, and you know, it's more of your traditional short course track. Well, I guess from what I understand, they've got lights laid out for Crandon, and they're going to start. I guess you're still going to have the traditional turn one. They've got that all lit up, but after you come into turn one, you're going to obviously just run the short course track. And I think this is good for night racing. You don't need to be going out into the woods. One, it's going to be really expensive to light that section of the course. But two, like, you know, fans really wouldn't be able to see much. I think here, night racing, everything's right in front of the fans. You can see it, feel it, touch it. And I think this is still truthfully, Crannon's short layout is probably still better than 90% of the I would say all of the short course tracks in the West. It's just that good. Crannon's just that good of a track in general. But so I think that it's kind of an interesting concept having this short layout. I know a couple years ago, because of rain and mud, they had to run the short layout. And I was talking to Johnny Greaves at the time, and I think that was like the first time in over a decade Pro 4 and Pro 2 to run the short layout. I think it's actually pretty rad. I think it's cool that they're doing it. I think for night racing, it definitely lends itself well. Obviously, Sunday, the day races are going to go back to long layout. I think this is going to be a really cool event. And whether you're there in person or you're tuning in, online on the Champ Off Road live stream, I think it's definitely going to be rad. It's got me very, very excited to see this event and kind of see how it unfolds, man. It's going to be cool. Next question, we'll go with the other motorsports question. This one is in regards to Nashville and the new Music City Grand Prix that was just announced this past week. This is from Sam in LA. Hey Sam in LA, but basically wants to know my thoughts on the new IndyCar race in Nashville and the track layout in general. And I'm sure Chris and I are going to dive into this, but Nashville, it's a rad city. I've never personally been there, but everybody that I know has been there is just like, no, this place is insane. It's rad. So, there's that going for it. It's just a cool venue. I think it's going to have a multi-state draw. You're going to pull a lot of people in from different areas of the country, especially down in that area. So that's cool. But to the layout, this is a destination city. This is a city that people want to go to in general, right? And then you look at the track layout, and I don't know if you looked at it, but there is absolutely nothing, nothing like this anywhere on the IndyCar circuit. There's some long, long straightaways. You go back and forth across a bridge with a water crossing. This is insane. And from one end of the course to the other, it's a long journey. You know what I mean? I'm really excited to see the way this works, the way it lays out. This is going to be an insane track. It's going to be unlike anything IndyCar's ever seen. I know I've got it on my calendar to go to already next year. It's been worked into my plans because I want to be there. I want to see this thing, unveiled and unfold. And I think it's going to be really, really awesome. So, I'm definitely looking forward to the race in Nashville. I think IndyCar hit a home run. The city of Nashville did. Everybody that put this together in the middle of a pandemic, nonetheless, that we're able to get this signed, sealed, delivered. This is going to be one of the crown jewels of the IndyCar calendar in a few years, and I am really, really excited about it. And I think IndyCar, they have some amazing venues already, but I think this is going to this is well, well needed, and it's going to be a nice bolster to their already legit, legit calendar. Next one, this is from Anonymous. Jimmy, what radio shows and podcasts do you regularly listen to? Good question there. This one put me on the spot, huh? Radio, I listen to a lot of SiriusXM. I do listen to my buddy Jason Ellis's show, especially depending on the guest. I can't say I religiously listen to Ellis, but depending on the guest, I'll tune in. I also regularly listen to a show called Busted Open Radio on SiriusXM Fight Nation. It's basically a pro wrestling talk show, but I'm a pro wrestling fan. You guys know this by now, but it's just a really well-done show. I've taken some ideas like our power rankings from that show. It's funny. They've got great guests. The guest host that they have, revolving door of Bully Ray and, Tommy Dreamer and Mark Henry, add to it. LaGreca, the host, does an amazing job. It's probably one of the best shows on radio, whether you're a wrestling fan or not. It's just that good. Now I think they're doing it 6 days a week. It's insane, but really good show. I listen to that religiously, when I'm in the car and things like that. As far as podcasts go, I listen to Joe Rogan, depending on the guest. Listen to Dale Earnhardt Jr., depending on the guest. There's so many good podcasts out there that I can't really say I listen to every single episode of any single show. I do listen to Speed Freaks occasionally, depending on their guests. Motorsports legends right there. So, that kind of gives you the rundown. And I know I'm running short on time. Got one question left, and this is Jimmy. Have you downloaded Tony Hawk's Pro Skater yet, and what is your favorite level? No, I haven't downloaded it yet. Total fail on my part. My favorite level, I think it's like the Chicago Skate Park on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 is what it's called. Definitely my favorite level of all time. That and Burnside, just because they replicated that park really well. But we got to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with more in Power Rankings right after this, right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver and Chris Leone here. That means it is Power Rankings time. But before we get to Power Rankings, Chris, we got a little news coming out of the world of iRacing and real-world motorsport. Our good friends Travis Pastrana and Connor Daly, they're going to take their iRacing rivalry to NASCAR, to the Truck Series, to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and we're going to get to see them bump and bang, and I think this is going to be kind of fun, and it's not often that something really positive comes out of something like the pandemic, but I think we're seeing proof of that.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, first of all, surprise! You know, Travis and Connor became really good friends over over the spring because they were running iRacing events together. They ran IRX together. Basically, them and a bunch of other guys, you know, big name real world pros, guys like Chad Reed, guys like Alexander Rossi, James Hinchcliffe, Ed Carpenter, on and on and on. There was kind of a big list. All decided that they wanted to start doing their own events on Monday nights. And so we did a bunch of them under the LCQ League banner. And so those guys all decided, hey, you know, there's a do we want to go take this rivalry to the real world? Do we want to go basically invade a NASCAR Truck Series race at Las Vegas? And do we want to get as many trucks as we can and put as many of us on track in the real world together as we can? And that was kind of the crux of the idea that they had had. And how it ended up working out, you know, obviously, is that Travis and Connor are now racing as teammates with Nice Motorsports, with, you know, a huge package of just sponsors who have come on to support it. iRacing is on board, of course. Elliott's Custom Trailers, Pit Viper, Fatheads, Wiener Schnitzel. Just, you know, Travis and Connor kind of pounded the pavement to get this thing done because they wanted to take their virtual rivalry to the real one. So they're doing events all week. They're doing all sorts of different things to sort of activate on that. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be really exciting. Both of them have run NASCAR. Travis has run trucks at Vegas before, but Connor has not run the Truck Series. He's run Xfinity on a road course, but the Truck Series on Noval is going to be new for him. And what better way to get your first real world lap than by taking the green flag of the race itself?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, if anybody can adapt, it's Connor, and I got to give him credit. You know, here's a guy who has fought tooth and nail and clawed his way into a career. You know, it seems like ever since, you know, things happened with Foyt a couple years ago, he's a fighter. You know, he's done everything from sprint cars to NASCAR to, you know, now he's back, you know, with a full-time, an interesting full-time ride that's a mix of Carlin and Ed Carpenter Racing. And I think, it, you know, it may move into a full-time ride next year with Ed Carpenter Racing potentially. But you got to give Connor a lot of credit. You want to talk about resilience in motorsport? You know, you want to talk about, I have immense amount of respect for, and that's Connor Daly, because he's somehow found a way to get rides, and we're seeing proof of that here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway here in about a week, Chris. This has got me exciting. It's going to be entertaining, and truthfully, I think this is actually going to be a good race between the two guys. They're with the same team, so it's going to be the exact same equipment. Travis has run trucks. Connor's just a great wheelman. I really, truly think they're going to have a great battle, Chris.
So both of these guys are two of the most adaptable people in motorsports. And I'm not just saying adaptable drivers. I'm saying adaptable people. I mean, Jim, you and I have agreed that when it comes to the top 10 people in the world at, you know, driving race cars, any race cars, anything you put them in, Travis is on the list for both of us because you can put him in anything. And maybe he's not going to win a race immediately. Maybe he's, you know, it doesn't matter, though. You know, it's not about being able to win every single race. It's about being able to get into literally any vehicle and being good enough to bring it home and bring it home with a respectable result. There aren't a lot of people who can do that, regardless of what you put them in. Travis Pastrana is one of them. And Connor, you know, I think Connor's the same way. He's somebody who's also been willing to drive just about anything with an engine. And one of the, you know, but not only that, as you've mentioned, just the hustle with Connor. One of the things that's really been interesting with him is his Twitch streams. It's not like he's just doing iRacing. I mean, he's been working with Air Force Gaming and playing Call of Duty, playing all sorts of different things, you know, so he's turned himself into a racer / Twitch streamer, which is, you know, certainly exciting and, you know, one of those many developments that I don't think we expected out of 2020, but here we are. You know, it's going to be really cool to see what these guys are able to do in those trucks. It's going to be a fun storyline. Like I said, I know they're going to be doing a lot of racing on the sim building up to it. They've got some cool stuff planned in sims while they're in Vegas. The night before the race, they've got some things that are kind of coming up throughout the next week. So both Travis and Connor are going to be posting about it pretty frequently. And, you know, as we're recording this, the truck isn't publicly, it hasn't been publicly unveiled yet, but I'm hoping that by the time some people are hearing it, that it is, because it's a cool looking truck. It's one of the better, I think, looking trucks on the NASCAR truck grid for this year. It's definitely going to stand out.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited to see that, Chris. I'm excited to see the event. You know, it's funny, NASCAR trucks, you know, it seems like the last couple of years, Chris, like they've actually had some really cool storylines and a lot of viewership. I mean, that to me is probably the coolest division of NASCAR. You know, not only do you get them doing, you know, some dirt track stuff there at Eldora. I mean, we've seen, you know, Biffle make comebacks. We've seen, you know, obviously the entire bounty on Kyle Busch's head, you know, we've had Pastrana drop in, you know, now all of a sudden we've got Pastrana and Daly. Like, I don't know. There's something about the trucks division, Chris, that just lends itself to kind of these rad events and storylines. You know, I feel like NASCAR trucks doesn't take itself too seriously. And I mean that in the best possible way. I feel like, you know, NASCAR has become like a suit and tie and an uppity type of thing. And, you know, no reference to Willie T. Ribbs there. Literally, it just, you know, I feel like it's just the truck series is really just kind of a cool series. And they like, bring it, you know, let's have some fun. And I feel like that's what you get out of the truck series.
Yeah, kind of the blue collar lunch pail thing a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, and that's kind of what it evolved from really 30 years ago. I mean, because the truck series, the origins of the truck series came in off-road racers who were worried about the future of off-road racing and saw NASCAR growing and wanted to, you know, try to come up with something different to sort of secure their future, to make sure that they were still able to go racing, and whether it meant dirt or pavement, you know, they didn't really care. So they built a truck and they got NASCAR to sign off on it, and they were interested, and, you know, everybody, it was this kind of melting pot at the very beginning where you had some off-road racers, you had some NASCAR Cup Series guys as driver owners, you had some people who, you know, were just coming in and that was their series because they were moving up from the West Series or the Dash Series or whatever it may have been at the time. It was a very unique and very, very interesting origin, and it's similarly interesting now. The names of faces have changed a little bit, and there's probably a little more emphasis on young drivers moving up the chain than there probably was at the very beginning. But, you know, a lot of times with a series like that, you get that. I mean, you know, we look at Legends cars as one of the first steps for teenage drivers who want to work their way up the ladder. The Legends car was invented as a way for, you know, older drivers who didn't want to do these larger regional and national series to be racing competitive equipment, and it became a kid series. I mean, look at ARCA. ARCA's kind of the same way, where ARCA had a lot of guys who, you know, might have had national caliber programs at one point that just wanted to run regional, and now you've got a lot of driver development, and truck series is the same way, you know, where you've got a little more emphasis on that, but you do have a lot of teams that are kind of those blue collar teams that, you know, they're there to run nationally in NASCAR, and they're going to work their butts off to do that. And, you know, kind of the race teams that as a fan base, you can identify with and you can rally behind, you know, if you're a motorsport lifer and you're used to getting your hands dirty and working on your own car, whether it's your race car or your road car.
Yeah, and that's probably a whole different segment, but, you know, you talk about that. You and I were out at Charlotte Motor Speedway last year, you know, for Coke 600 weekend in the ARCA race, and we're walking around the ARCA paddock, you know, and there's teams that have made basically, you know, they've got, you know, I don't want to say, you know, a team making their career, but they've basically been stakeholders in the ARCA series for years, you know, and they've had some of the best up and coming talent, you know, and some of the current NASCAR champions, you know, drive for them, and they're just happy being in ARCA and being that team there, and they've made a home. And we've got the same thing in the truck series. And then we've got, you know, like Junior Motorsports, Dale Earnhardt Jr. He could be running a cup team. He does not want to. He likes being in the Xfinity series. You know, and it's just interesting that, you know, if you look, you know what I mean, there's so many different ways in stock car racing, you know what I mean, for a team to be successful, you know, and some of them are very, I don't want to say content, but, you know, they know what their value is, and they stick with it. And I think truck series, I mean, there's even some drivers that have made careers out of being a truck driver. And I think that's kind of a cool concept, because most people think of stock car racing, and if you're not at the cup level, you're done, you know, and I think that's complete fallacy. And Chris, I know you're going to have a lot to chime in here in regards to that, but we're going to have to pump the brakes on that. We're going to have to take a short commercial break. And when we return, we're going to dive into power rankings right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver and Chris Leone here. We're just talking a little bit about Travis Pastrana and Connor Daly and iRacing and their move to the Truck Series here coming up in Las Vegas. But, Chris, we have to finally get to talking about power rankings. I know this was a weekend that was a little light on competition. This next weekend coming up, I think, is going to be rowdy. We got, I think, motocross, Formula D. We got Lucas Oil Off-Road. We got so much stuff going on. It's going to be kind of bananas here. But this past weekend, we had IndyCar and a doubleheader, Formula One, NASCAR. Man, we just still had quite a bit of racing. So let's dive into things here, buddy.
Yeah, we sure did, Jim, but I am going to make it nice and easy on you for my number five, and I'm just going to say number five is anybody who likes fun, and we just spent a whole segment talking about it as to why people who like fun would have been some of the big winners over the past week with Travis and Connor going to Las Vegas. No, it's kind of a layup. I know that we just spent a ton of time talking about it, but yeah, if you like fun, then you're on this week's power rankings. So congratulations. You're like the 2006 Time Person of the Year, where what did they say? It was like the reader, whoever was reading it was the Time Person of the Year that year. Yeah. Congratulations, entire planet. You're, except for maybe one or two stuffy people, you're on the list.
Well, my number five, I kind of had to get kind of liberal with my ideas here, you know, as well. But I kind of went a different route. I went to IndyCar, but not for the reasons we think. They did have a big week of announcements. One, they had, you know, obviously we've got the Harvest GP coming up. They've said they're going to allow 10,000 fans into Indianapolis Motor Speedway for that. I think that's some big news. But even bigger news, in the middle of a pandemic when nobody wants to put on events, somehow IndyCar inked a deal with the city of Nashville to run the Music City Grand Prix. I might have the naming wrong on that, but it's something about music. But Chris, did you see the track layout for this?
I sure did. It's going to be an exciting layout, or as my friend David Danboys called it, the "oh crap, I forgot something at home" Grand Prix, because they're going both ways up and down the bridge. Some people have already coined the layout the Big Dipper, which I think is a great name for it. It's going to be one of the most unique tracks I think that we've seen
ever
in
seen maybe.
Yeah. Racing both ways up and down a bridge is definitely going to be cool.
Well, that stretch, I think we're going to see IndyCars probably the fastest you ever see them, you know, because that's a long bridge. I mean, Chris, they're going to be going well. I mean, I would say probably 250 miles an hour at some point on that.
That'll be wild. I don't know. All I'll say is when I looked at the track layout, apparently the direction that they're running it in and the direction I thought they were going to be running it in are the opposite. So I kind of want to see that track run in the opposite direction that they're running it. But either way, we'll see. I think it's going to be an awesome event. I know, obviously, it's going to be a home event for Joseph Newgarden. And, you know, so that'll certainly be special for him. It's always special to be able to add a big name new event to the calendar. And I think this one has legs. I think this one's going to have a lot of support. I have full faith in the sort of Penske leadership since they've taken over IndyCar to get this done. I don't think it's going to be a situation like the Boston situation that obviously I lived through up here. You know, I think this is going to be a fantastic event for everything. You know, I think this will be one of those events that stays on the calendar for years to come. I won't be surprised if 5 years from now we're calling this Long Beach East. Yeah, to be honest.
No, I kind of had the same feeling. I think this is not just some, and looking at the layout, the way they're using the city, it's going to be a good event. This one I've actually got marked on my calendar to go to next year. I'm that excited about it. So yeah, for those reasons, I had to have IndyCar at number five on my list. And I don't know, Chris. I think you and I are both probably going to be a little IndyCar heavy this week, but who do you have at number four?
Just a touch. And number four, I'm going to go to Will Power for being able to take one of those victories in that Mid-Ohio doubleheader. First of all, just cool to be able to just cool to be able to do that Mid-Ohio race. I know it had gotten rescheduled and it was kind of touch and go there as to when they were going to drop it. And they managed to drop it, I think, on a perfect weekend where they weren't going up against too much. You know, they had one of the races on big NBC. It was, you know, it was a great weekend of racing, and Will Power able to kick it off by returning to the top step of the podium. So I am going to give Will Power my number four.
Well, I am going to IndyCar as well, to one of our race winners. I'm not going with Mr. Will Power, though. I'm going to go with a prodigy, Mr. Colton Herta. And Colton, obviously, you know, taking this kid, Chris, we've talked about him before. You know, I don't know that we've ever seen a talent this young drive this well in IndyCar, to the point where I know, you know, there's actually been calls recently for Haas to sign this kid to Formula One, which I think would be very, very interesting. You know what I mean? To see him, you know, work through that ladder system. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, you've been around the Herta family, so have I, from rallycross, things like that. But I mean, he's the real deal. I mean, they started making comparisons. I mean, he's doing things and taking victories at such a young age. I mean, it's literally, you look at the all-time greats, and Herta has them clipped by like 5 years on the youth factor. I mean, if he stays in IndyCar, can you imagine how good he's going to be at 30, Chris?
Oh, if he stays in IndyCar, huh? That's now that is an interesting discussion, and maybe one that I wasn't prepared to have for the power ranking segment. But no, it's certainly, Colton is one of those talents, you know, who can very well establish himself as a once in a generation type. He, you know, it was funny back in the GRC days, Colton actually stepped in a lights car at X Games Austin, the first X Games Austin, and he became our first driver born in the 2000s to ever race with us at GRC. And all I could think about when I saw that was, man, I'm old now, aren't I? You know, and but he has done a hell of a job to establish himself as a very competitive IndyCar driver. I will get to Colton a little bit later on in my list, but for number three, I am sticking within that Penske family, and I am going to go to Brad Keselowski. Now, I fully admit that because I've had a lot of other things going on, I didn't get to watch the race at Richmond too intently, but it sounded like we had a lot of people complaining that the racing wasn't good enough because it wasn't crashy enough. And I do want to say to anybody who thinks that that's your standard for a NASCAR race, you're
not a fan. You're not a fan.
No, you're not a fan. Just watch Daytona and Talladega, or watch. There are plenty of places for you to just get crashing, but that's not how a NASCAR race works. I mean, everybody likes to kind of dump on the whole, oh, they're just turning left for 4 hours sort of thing. You know, it is a chess match. You know, it's not just checkers. It's, you have different strategies that people are on. You have all sorts of different things happening. You know, it's one of those things where it's kind of like baseball. If you know how to watch it, and if you're going to be a little cerebral in watching it and strategic, you know, if you enjoy strategy in your sporting events, then there is strategy at play there. It's not as simple as go fast, turn left, then go straight, then turn left, then go straight, on and on and on. You know, it's not, it really isn't that way. So, you know, again, I've got Keselowski as my number three on, you know, on my list by virtue of winning that. I know, obviously, they're, you know, they're looking to make another deep playoff run. Brad's going for his first title since 2012. You know, it's, and I think they'll be in that championship four going to the finale that's now at Phoenix. I really do. But, you know, but yeah, it was disappointing to me to see the outcry of people who complained about the fact that the race wasn't crashy enough, you know, because not every race is just going to be crashy. And I don't think you want it to be, at least not if you want race teams to be able to financially survive.
Yeah, especially this year. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's funny. You've pretty much gave my segue to my number three, and I had Brad Keselowski there at number three as well, you know. And I'll be truthful, I didn't watch this race. I had a lot of stuff going on this past weekend. I kind of caught glimpses of it and kind of the recaps, things like that. But he had a solid run, almost led half the laps. And like you said, just by virtue of winning the race this weekend, I've got him on my list. But I'm with you. I think they're going to make a really deep playoff run. I think, you know, you look at guys like Truex, Hamlin, you know, Harvick. Obviously, I think Keselowski's in that mix as well, you know, as one of the top four or five guys, I think, to make a run at this championship. And, yeah, solidly, I had him in number three as well.
For sure. And now we'll probably be somewhat similar at the very least on our next two. And I figure we're probably closing in the break. So I'll go quickly with my number two, Lewis Hamilton. You know, what a crazy event in, at Mugello for the first Tuscan Grand Prix. I mean, you know, F1 races lately have been just absolutely wild.
It'd be good to watch. Hamilton, finally, you know, there's been plenty of boring F1 races. We're not getting those in 2020.
It's worth waking up for. I mean, it's a little easier for me on the East Coast probably than it is for you out in Arizona, but you know, because for you, it's probably like, what, 5 in the morning?
Yeah, it's pretty early, sometimes 4.
Or that the green lights go off. Yeah, no, exactly. But now, another win for Lewis Hamilton. And, you know, I also have to say that I respect that he has the understanding that he does of his place on the global stage and is willing to use it for good and for, you know, for what he feels is just and what is right. I mean, there's always going to be controversy surrounding any athlete who wants to say anything in any direction that doesn't have to do with sports. But Lewis understands his platform and he is doing what he feels is right with it. And I, you know, and I will always respect an athlete that is willing to use their platform for what they feel are the forces of good.
Well, I agree with you. I'll get to Lewis Hamilton in a minute. I'm going to get to my number two, which is Alexander Rossi. And, you know, he didn't take a victory this weekend, but Rossi took both a second and a third. Only driver to, you know, land on the podium twice this weekend. And I got to say, you know, he went from being a non-factor to now all of a sudden slingshotting himself from completely unrelevancy to 12th in the point standings. I know, Alex, this hasn't been the season he's wanted. I think hadn't been the season Andretti's wanted. But, you know, it shows he's got a little gas left in the tank. And I think, you know, closing in with only a few rounds of racing left in the IndyCar series, I think Rossi's a dark horse to take a victory or two before this thing's over.
Oh, I agree with you, Jim. And I mean, looking at the points, the guys in front of him, Felix Rosenquist, Santino Ferrucci, you know, I think those are two guys that he can pass in the stand. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, he's just had no luck. You know, he hasn't been able to buy luck, but you mentioned Colton Herta, you mentioned Alexander Rossi. I took a page kind of out of your thought processes when I did my number one, and I just said the entirety of Andretti Autosport, not just because obviously Alexander got on both podiums, not just because Colton Herta took a victory, but a 1-2-3. And something that they haven't done in, you know, since I think they went 1-2-3-4 back in the late stages of the split, when I think it was they had Weldon, Kanaan, Franchitti, and Herta all on the team. And first of all, cool to still see a link to that with the name Herta involved in that podium sweep. But just an awesome weekend for the Andretti folks. I know they've been going after it and working real hard on it. And Colton's... Let's be real. Scott Dixon is kind of checked out on the championship chase, but would not be a surprise to see Colton be able to get around Pato O'Ward for number three. And if Joseph Newgarden just has rotten luck at the wrong time, you know, Colton could easily be as high as second in the championship when everything works out. I don't think anybody's catching Scott Dixon. Like I said, I think he just took too many wins at the start of the season for anybody to, you know, really have a shot there. But great weekend for Andretti, and I wouldn't be surprised to see more of that flex.
Well, Chris, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're up against a time break, but I got to throw out my number one. It was Lewis Hamilton. And remember, we live in a world where everybody can speak their mind freely, and that is definitely a good thing. And we'll be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
And that's all we got this week on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Thanks to all you tuning in, around the globe and, internationally, Down Patrick Radio, everywhere else you tune in to listen to the show. Make sure and go over to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button, leave a rating or review. Definitely helps us out. I'm at JimBeaver15 on social media. Hit me up with those guest suggestions or even better, fan questions. Anything you got, we will get it plugged into the show. Big thanks to General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish, Optimus, our good friends at GSP XTV Axles, everybody that continues to support us. Don't forget, General Tire's got that massive promotion going on right now where you get $100 Visa prepaid card back when you buy four General Tire Grabber tires. Dirtfish, it's JimBeaver15 is that coupon code. PR-JimBeaver, that'll get you 50% off when you sign up for iRacing. So get in on that. Sim racing, iRacing, it is definitely the real deal and a whole hell of a lot of fun. And get that sign-up bonus over there. So we got some great partners in the show, and we got some great listeners at home. Trust me, we got some big guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. You definitely want to be dialed in, tuned in for that. And I'm getting ready to drop some really rad stuff on my YouTube channel, some helicopter footage of the Vegas Torino event. So definitely head over to YouTube and hit the subscribe button. Check us out over there, because today we're dropping a big, big video, and it's going to be epic. So we'll see you next time. Be safe. Have a great week, and we'll be back with more next week right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.